Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Romania's prime minister-to-be was accused of stealing money from the government. And then 2 weeks ago, his party passed an emergency law decriminalizing offenses by government officials. And that's when the protests started. Now, the law's since been repealed, but protesters are demanding resignations. Operation Mobilization's Raluca Cardos in Romania says young evangelicals are blanketing their cities in prayer.
After the people that were protesting went home in the evenings, they would gather in the city centers and they would pray for the country and for the government and for the people in power that they will really rule the country in a godly manner.
Would you join Romania's Christians in praying for justice and peace, politically, socially, and spiritually? And Mission Eurasia's Wally Kulikov gets asked a lot of questions about their work, but no question brings a bigger smile to his face than this one.
I'm a very practical person, and I would like to do hands-on ministry. What can I do for Mission Eurasia? I want to be used of God in another culture.
It means that someone's about to go on a life-changing faith journey, literally. Mission Eurasia is offering 3 short-term mission trips to summer camps in Ukraine this July. Don't feel equipped? Don't let that hold you back.
Teach you how to evangelize a child, the gospel message, or the wordless book. And so these are wonderful opportunities for American churches, young people, and people to just come alongside of Mission Eurasia and begin ministry together with us.
Applications are due April 1st. The links for these trips are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.